This is not a, I don't think it's a deal breaker because there's nowhere, there's really nowhere else to go. You can't go, you're not going to go to Biden. RFK Jr. is even worse on these things. So I just think it's a, I think it's an unforced error. This gives Biden, already gave Biden, because they said they wheeled Biden out there, they pumped him full of drugs and stick him out there. You know, they had to edit every sentence in that little ad that they put together.
It's like 30 edits in that 10 seconds.
Right, because he can only give you 3 and 4 coherent words at a time. So the ad that I played you at the end of the last hour, they had to edit every single sentence or half a sentence to get this. You like me, Kamala, we'll bring back Roe. Roe versus Wade is responsible for the indiscriminate, wanton slaughter, depending on whose side you're on and where you get your numbers from, of anywhere from 55 to 65 million American citizens. Now, if you're truly worried about a workplace or a shortage in labor, and if that was really the reason why we had to have unlimited infiltration by migrants and migrant workers, you could have solved that problem simply by outlawing abortion. I've seen someone who's run the math on this. Basically, the population of the United States would almost be double what it is today, sans Roe. Well, let's get hung up on the Holocaust, though, because that was a killing that can't possibly be allowed. It must be wiped from history, and every person that had anything to do with it or has ever spoken an ill word against it, let's get rid of them, too. Now, I'm not going to compare the two, but there was a Holocaust, and it continues here in the United States. In 2 years, every 2 years in the U.S., again, depending on whose numbers that you believe, more human beings will be killed voluntarily, or offered up as tribute to the god, to the sinister demon that is abortion, every 2 years in the United States than the entirety that were killed in Nazi death camps. Maybe 2.5 years. So, making this a state's... Here, just play the tape. I'll comment as he goes.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families.
So far, so
we
good.
We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, they're beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices,
Enough, because all this, the rest of it is just a campaign ad. It's a, I did this. I made this. As Matt Gaspers points out, the editor of Catholic Family News on Twitter, IVF equals artificial production of human beings, which is unnatural and immoral. Notwithstanding, the children conceived in this manner are still persons made in God's image. What no one wants to talk about, and I think Jordan Bord is the only human on earth willing to write about it, the same people that are behind Planned Parenthood are behind IVF. This is just big fertility, is all this is. And heaven knows how many embryos are destroyed, frozen for eternity, or until the electricity runs out and they thaw out and die, in the harvesting of the embryos for IVF. Now, this may come as a surprise to some of you, but because I am a practicing Roman Catholic, it's my responsibility and duty to know what the teaching on this is. That's on me. And the way the church has taught about on this is that IVF, as Gaspar says, is unnatural and immoral. Now, it sounds cruel and heartless. You just want to punish the infertile. You want to sentence those that are infertile to a lifetime of being barren. No. That's why we used to have adoptions. And it used to be so that people that could not conceive, especially good Christian families, could become foster parents or adoptive parents to children who, for whatever reason, found themselves without parents or without homes. So it's not that at all. But God does have rights. And there are things that are natural and are unnatural. This is unnatural. Now look, I'm not going to get, if you want to learn more about it or if you want to argue with me, then you can argue with me, because I'm not going to argue on what the teaching is and what it actually says. It's pretty well documented, and yes, there has been an assault on it. Yes, John Paul II said things that probably made people think that it was okay, and that has yet to be corrected. But as it is taught, that life begins at conception, and that conception is a man and a woman cooperating with the powers that are given them by God. That is how life naturally comes about. Is there a way to make it come about that is outside of that? There is. It is unnatural. Even if it uses natural things or a natural process, it's not natural. And nature is what this hangs on. So Trump hitching his wagon, but as Jordan Boyd points out, here, what Trump gets wrong, it is a clear attempt to absolve his campaign of what bad faith actors have told Republican politicians is the Dobbs disconnect. Trump came out the gate on Monday incredibly soft on abortion. He began by touting IVF, a procedure that often hinges on the destruction of embryonic life, as something Republicans and pro-life conservatives should celebrate in every instance. And then she quotes Trump, "Babies are beautiful and should be cherished despite the circumstances of their conception. But that doesn't mean that the multi-bazillion dollar fertility industry gets a free pass to serially manufacture embryos only to doom a majority of them to death or life in a freezer." By the way, if you are a sci-fi reader, you can read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. You want a cynical view of where IVF ultimately leads? Read Brave New World. As a matter of fact, I have talked about this in the past, that I couldn't even finish the book, because when I got to the IVF part, and it's not exactly IVF, but it's in the neighborhood. When I got to the place in Brave New World where the babies were being manufactured, and they were being manufactured using a process very similar to IVF, and as Huxley is describing it, and they're describing what happens to most of those that are created, I couldn't read it anymore. It was making me sick. I mean, literally, physically, they wanted to throw up. And then he said, we want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. And then you heard the quote. Babies are beautiful and should be cherished. Trump's celebration of a knee-jerk Alabama law that effectively rids fertility facilities in the state of any accountability, criminally or civilly, does exactly that. His call for the creation of children by whatever outsourced reproductive means necessary in every state also guarantees that innocent embryos commissioned by people who could afford to fund their creation will be subject to genetic testing, premature disposal, and other unethical practices such as surrogacy. So one of the things that you may not know about IVF is that supposedly you have the ability to make perfect babies. If the IVF clinic comes in, you're always going to be a wonderful little baby, a little brown-eyed baby girl. We wanted blue-eyed baby boy. Well, this was going to be a brown-eyed baby girl. No, Chasten and I didn't want a brown-eyed baby girl. No, we want a blue-eyed baby boy. Kill it. Get rid of it. But it's perfectly, it's, no, we don't want it. People think this doesn't happen. Happens every day. Happens every single day. Now, what do you call that embryo? What the Alabama Supreme Court did was heroic. They have been chastised and they have been dragged through the mud as a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthals. All they did was say that life begins at conception and an embryo is a life. Here, everything in an embryo, everything is contained in an embryo that is necessary to make a full-grown adult human being. You could take that embryo and from it, a full-grown, functioning adult human being can be born, can be made. That's a life. To destroy it, it's no different in principle than an abortion. That's what Ms. Boyd is saying here. 844-527-8723, our call in line telephone number here. Let's continuing on now. As pro-lifers have warned ever since the Alabama Supreme Court's decision deeming embryos to be unborn children under the Wrongful Death of a Minor Act, the practices associated with assisted reproductive technology such as IVF are no better than abortion if they sustain the deliberate death of an unborn child. Now, again, this is what you're not supposed to know about any of this, and you're certainly not supposed to talk about it. This is supposed to be something, oh no, it's the greatest thing that ever happened. Are we all opposed to surrogacy? How did the Buttigiegs, Petey, and Chasten, future prisoners, because of their perverted acts against this child, how did they obtain that child? They purchased it. It was an act of surrogacy. This is slave trade by any other definition. The only difference being you get bought, sold at a very young age. Jordan Boyd said this is lost on Trump, who seems to think that touting IVF would soften the blow of his abortion declaration. And by the way, the will of the people, that's why we're in the pickle that we're in today. Because people suck. That's right, they suck. That's why Maggie O'Connell wears a shirt around. I used to be a people person, but people cured me of that. This is the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Radio Network. But, you know, if I interrogated Mrs. O'Connell, she would say, you know what? I don't think I ever really was a people person.
Nope.
I never really did like them. But I don't think that Trump... I don't think that Trump gets this.